Hi, this is DJ Admin, and you're listening to the sound of Beans on Toast.
Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think the primary purpose of your life, of my life, and the entirety of the human race is just to blindly consume to support a failing economy and a faulty system. Forever and ever until we run out of every resource and have to resort to blowing each other up to ensure our own survival. I don't think we're supposed to sit by idle whilst we continue to use the long outdated system that produces war, poverty, collusion, corruption, ruins our environment and threatens every aspect of our health and does nothing but divide and segregate us. I don't think how much military equipment we're sending to other countries, how many hydrocarbons we're burning, how much money has been printed and exchanged is a good measure of how healthy our society is. But I do think I can speak for everyone when I say we're sick of this shit.
You're listening to Beans on Toast.
So what is Beans on Toast anyway?
Beans on Toast. Beans on Toast. Lovely, 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 lovely. Beans on Toast. Beans on Toast. Lovely, 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 lovely. Beans on Toast. Beans on Toast. Lovely, 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 lovely. Beans on toast. Beans on toast. Lovely, 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 lovely. Beans on toast. Beans on toast. Lovely, 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 lovely. Beans on toast. Beans on toast. Lovely, 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 lovely.
So welcome to the very first Beans on Toast. And what can you expect? Well, you can expect cheap, nutritious food covered in tasty tomato sauce. I will be sharing the honours with my invited guests. And we will, of course, be discussing food, but not just food. We'll be discussing cultural differences. We'll be looking at the positives and the negatives, the delightful and the painful, and trying to make sense of this crazy, big, wonderful world that we're all so hungry for. And that's not so much a manifesto, more something I just made up on the spot and decided to run with.
Points out in all directions. everything we do, we're gonna do it.
Darkness by Fink, aka Finian Greenhall, who made the musical journey from techno trip hop artist to a serious singer songwriter, it says here, which makes me think, play some dance music. Criminal Minds, Headhunter One, Mind Dub. Wonderful, reminds me of 1992. Because it was made in 1992.
Monsieur, vous savez ce que c'est que les punks?
I don't speak English, you try to speak English with me.
What do you think about punk?
About bank?
Punk.
Punk, I don't speak punk.
Punk music.
Ah, punk music. Oh, I like very much, you know. But I like classical music, you know. Don't be close, you know. I like classical music, you know. Classical music, you know. Because the classical music is a very, very excellent music, you know. Classic, you know the classical music?
I know.
Yeah. So the classical musical is American music, classical American music, you know. So I hear about French music, you know. I know the French music is good. But if they change the classical music in French language, you know, they very good, I think. Okay? Thank you very much.
Je vous en prie. Monsieur, bonjour. Qu'est-ce que vous pensez des punks?
Vous, alors là, des punks, j'ai aucune idée, là. J'en ai déjà entendu parler une fois dans le Nouvel Observateur. Enfin, moi, je pense que, de toute façon, c'est une réaction contre notre société, finalement, et qui sont à l'image, finalement, de notre société. C'est une société qui, finalement, ne produit que des choses horribles, ne peut que donner des réactions désordonnées, comme les punks font un peu.
This is a violent E.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is called Sex Bazooka by the Odeur. The first contribution to this show by Christophe Delire.
So, Christophe, thank you for agreeing to be on my first ever edition of Beans on Toast, the new radio show.
Yeah.
I'd like to introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, Christophe Delire.
Yes, and I'm really happy to talk in your show because I know that it will be the most powerful show on the radioactive thing.
It will be as powerful as the product of Beans on Toast.
Yeah.
All know what they do.
And what they do. Yeah, that's it. I can't do it myself.
So here we are in Couvain, a festival, Natura. Christophe is somehow connected to it. He's in tents, he's in seats. Shall we walk to the seat? We keep talking.
Yeah, for sure.
Who's the name of this band we're listening to?
It is the Beach Run.
Bonjour.
They're called what?
The Beach Run.
The Beach Run?
Yeah.
B-I-T-C-H? Run.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of an unusual, punky kind of name.
I don't know what it is.
I like them, by the way. They're 10 out of 10, I'd give them.
I don't know what it is. I just know that it's a young group and a young women who is singing in this group. If you see...
Was that their first gig?
I think it's the first
public performance.
Yes. A first important...
Oops!
First of importance, I want to say, because it's... You know, they are on a good infrastructure, they are, you see, it's professional...
Professional, ça marche, as they say in French, which means it's working, it's going. So you used to have a radio thing, didn't you, around here somewhere? This was many years ago.
Many years ago, I had
this was your entree into this...
Yeah.
As a technician, and now you're doing web, but then it was radio, right?
Yeah, web. It's a kind of new age of the radio when we made... For now, on that time, I'm really feeling that we are back for Europe in the same times of 80s when the free radio is coming, you know?
I think it could come back, yes, because it's being ignored also. Yeah. But here from where we're sitting in this beautiful, very sunny, hot field, a little field with two stages, and I can see a radio mast just... Yeah. Many meters, that must be 30 meter mast. 30 meters?
I think it's 25 or something
meters.
Like that. Yes.
See, I can speak a little French, but Christophe is naturally French.
Oui, je parle français, évidemment.
Oui, merci pour les français in the audience.
Toi, t'as un accent.
Non. It's good to speak French to the French listening people.
Ben oui, bien sûr. Et je vais parler à ceux. Je parle à ceux qui se sont égarés sur ce podcast en anglais.
Merci.
Et qui se disent, oh mon Dieu, il y en a un qui parle français dans le truc. C'est ça le truc.
That will confuse.
So let's back in English.
No, that will confuse them. C'est ça le truc. Yeah, le truc, I said to Christophe, I said, what is le truc? And he said, le truc. C'est le truc. That was it. It was so basic to his conversation, this idea, le truc. Well, le truc is the trick, but what it really means, it's the way. You know, that's the way it is. C'est le truc. That's what you have to do, kind of thing. Something, it has many meanings.
When you learn something.
What it means, c'est le truc, which is totally itself.
Yes. Yeah. It's a word that you can use. It's like a passe-partout.
Yes, passe-partout, merci.
That's it.
Exactly, well described. So if you don't know what passe-partout means, you should look that up in Google Translate. But he's right. That's exactly. Yeah.
But,
In it. It's the London version, in it.
Yeah. Of what?
In it. We're not asking you, is it not? It's gone beyond. It's passe-partout, in it. No, ish is qualifying.
Ah, yes.
Ish. So you say, I'm going to be there 12-ish.
Ish, yes, I know. So that's it. So for now, we are on a sunny day. Yeah?
It's a beautiful sunny day.
Just 5 minutes before, no, I think it's 30 minutes or 31 or 32. I don't look exactly. I think it's...
It's about 6 o'clock.
Yes, that's it. So it's 34.
It's
When you said... Oh, we are like in June.
It is hot like June.
In 25 minutes, I think, you said that.
I did.
Yes, and it's you're right, but we are in September.
It's September. It's cold at night, but very, very warm in the day, and we're enjoying a really late summer's day here. We're kind of a bit excited because we've seen a few bands. What time did we get here? 2 o'clock, it's now 6. We've been here 4 hours.
And we are attacked by the flies.
So we're probably...
The flies!
No, the flies aren't so bad. This is why I love this place of Wallonie. It's because, for me, it's similar to the south of England where I grew up. It's identical temperate climate. It's with a different people and lots more dead bodies in the ground. That's really the difference. But seriously, in terms of the gene pool, it's probably indistinguishable from where I grew up, actually.
Underground or under the ground? Because I'm sure that we have the same number of people under the ground.
Did you see in Germany just recently, like last week, there was a huge bomb they found in Munich?
No.
Yeah, huge. And when they set it off safely, a building caught fire.
No.
A building caught fire, yeah. A roof was burning for an hour or more. So there was some damage. So it's amazing to think all this time later, they're still. And, you know, the Ardennes is famous, of course, but this part of the Ardennes is very quiet. Wallonie. Wallonia is the south of Belgium, and it's only, 10 minutes drive to France from here?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
5 minutes to France.
Well, you go fast if you're far.
You're not that fast. You're a careful driver.
Yeah.
We've got to tell a lie for the public. So,
but I have to say,
he's very fast and he's not crashed me yet.
About the déminage, you know the déminage?
What is déminage?
Déminage is looking for around for a bomb and something that they lost during the war.
Okay, looking for old munitions.
Yes, that's it.
Unexploded.
Yes, and this is the area here where we are who was really bombed.
It was bombed, I know.
Yes, but we don't find...
Don't find a lot of bombs.
So we organize this kind of festival and make a lot of noise. with Infrabass.
To find them. With sub-bass, yes. Infrabass.
And now sometimes we find something.
Boom, you hear it.
That's right.
In the surrounding fields.
Yeah, that's why we organize around the Belgium. We make this in Waterloo also to
yeah,
find.
Yeah, that's at Waterloo.
And find something.
We are not very far from Waterloo, the site of the famous
because,
battle.
You
if you're
know,
English, of course, British, you know this. And if you're French, you probably forget this.
Yes,
because
but we have to think
it was the end of Napoleon as he was going to be.
Yeah, but
just near here, very near. We're talking 15 kilometers or 20.
Yeah, you have to think about pleasure in life. I don't. And ecology. And
ecology.
In negro system.
Yeah, our negro system. Yeah. Yes, exactly. It's very alive, actually. I do like the shops here.
That's right. We make this.
The produce here is very good.
Yes.
The shops
what
are nice. People are very relaxed.
What is the meaning of two guys with a little thing with beep, beep, beep to find a bomb? Nobody cares about this. This is really all
it's
we
work.
Can...
It's just giving the boys work.
And the guy says, have pleasure with some art explosion and some music. It's really great. If you want, we can go with this concept in your country, if you have some place.
But you know, to be honest with you, because there's 60 million people in the small area of Britain, and they're all the bombing was in urban areas.
Yes.
So they all got found by all the people we had.
Yes, but the Rolling Stones, I think, start this kind of thing. They make something blow somewhere when they play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
You know the Rolling Stones are in Paris at the moment making new songs for a new album.
Yeah.
Incredible, huh?
I don't hear about that. Do some paparazzi have made some pictures?
No, they're in a studio. Yes, but it's reported last week.
We have a lot of people this
Shall we go?
In Paris.
Shall we go?
Yeah.
Shall we go?
The first who post a picture of Mick Jagger in Paris.
You'd be fine with Mick Jagger. Keith Richards, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
ask you a question.
Yes.
Belgium is a medium-sized to small country in Europe, and it has so many festivals. It's a festival country, and they, you know, you pull in people from Britain, from France, from the Netherlands, from Germany.
Yes.
You know, and far afield, Spain, and they're coming to some of these big festivals. How is it that Belgium can organise these festivals? You know, it's so successful.
I am happy that hearing it's the feeling that gave to somebody coming from outside.
Yeah.
Because we don't realise that.
Maybe not.
We don't realise that we are always in feast.
You're always trying to do something to keep it going. Yeah,
it's important for us that people from outside said, "Oh, guys, you are all the time making feast." Oh, oh.
Well, you look. You're famous for beer, chocolate.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
But
I
we mean, don't
that's
realise.
That's men and women for you.
We don't realise. You make something really important with what you are doing now, because it's like psychologist. You are like you come in Belgium and you say you are not so bad that you think. You make feasts every time.
Yeah, you make festivals all year round. And
yes, and it's true. I see this because I can have some eyes from. Mm.
Thanks. So that was Blanche just leaving to get some more beers, or maybe we don't know food. Last night, I'll tell you no lie, I had a pizza and I made my decision and I misread something and I ended up getting a pizza that was covered in creme fraiche, ham, and not much else. So it was bread,
yes.
Milk, and bacon.
I have to explain. And it's a joke we made. Each time we have an English guy who comes, my friend at this restaurant makes something really bizarre and gives to the stranger.
No matter what he asks for.
It's because you are a friend that
because
I tell
I'm
you
a friend.
I tell you it's a joke. Because each time we let the guy go back to his country and said, oh, Belgium is hitting really something really bizarre. But it's working.
It's working. Because this morning, the first thing
It was good.
The first thing I wanted this morning was a smoothie, which was bacon, milk.
Well, yes.
And bread. White bread, baguette at the top, 20%.
Smoothie.
That's what I wanted. Yeah. It clearly is the diet of
but I want to say that we
South
have more,
Belgium. Has
less chance with the last guy, Dutch guy who is coming here.
Yeah.
And he make this joke, yeah, making something really bizarre with some... And the Dutch guy was really, really sick after, because it's not so good with some crevette, you know the crevette?
Crevette, oh, they can turn your stomach.
With choucroute. Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut.
Yes.
Again?
And
Sauerkraut.
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 He put this on the pizza, crevette, sauerkraut.
Oh my God, that's a dime.
And ketchup. And after that, he put some capers.
Kate would like them, but
yes,
that's insane.
And he said, "It's you have to eat this burning." And he comes at the table with the pizza. He put on it some Grand Marnier, and he put the fire on it. And it was really... But the Dutch guy...
Did he suffer?
Yeah, yeah, a lot. Yeah. It's still in hospital.
Oh, shit. Proper food poisoning.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one thing.
So you have a really good chance.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Και Σούπερμαν σε όμο Αμερικά. Αμερικέ σε μολά, τι βγαίνει του δράτε, λαζασία. Μαμά μία. Τζέλο σε βγαίνει καρά να ζάσε, αν κουζάν γέρμα. Εσά πελέρμαν σε τούγκαρ σον κοινά σαμέφα. Κόμιν που λέζα με μάζε. La mamma deve tutto ripetere. Ah, figlio, che ragazzo, ascoltami.
Morta Superman, morta Superman, morta Superman, morta Superman.
Ma un jury compì che le te son destre. Insieme a mangiare tu le soare, tu le matè. Accidenti le spaghetti. Se pensi chi deve, se dorme sul lume. Chi defende sorme la pove lo spera. Accidenti. Cominare tu de mangiare. E la mamma e la prua lui ripete. Accidenti. Povero ragazzo che sei.
Mostra Superman. Mostra Superman.
Green Festival, they've got these recycled cups. You buy a cup at the beginning, you then fill it with beer, and you get your money back at the end. And this is a good idea, totally different, makes you take responsibility for the way you're drinking. And
yes, it's
sadly not the amount.
And you can drink a large, yes, it's a caution. You have to pay €1.
You have to pay €1 for the cup, and then you give it back.
€1, you give a ticket.
Yeah.
And I want to say that also you have to see on the glasses you have some advertisement.
It's yes. What does it say? It says Centre culturel.
That's a partner.
Christian Col de Couvin.
Yeah. Dot B.
The B.
And this is a partner of a festival, but also I saw that on other festival that I work on.
Yeah.
When you make a glass with the logo of the festival.
Yeah.
Some people want to keep
the glass
because it's like a souvenir.
Exactly.
You know? So you earn money because...
So it's advertising. If it doesn't come back, it's advertising they've paid for.
Because this is not...
That's clever.
This is not... obviously, this is not cost €1 and something.
Actually, it's very well organised here, and I think even though it's not super slick, it's extremely well organised, really. And this is a thing about where other countries, Germany, England, Norway, they're obsessed with the details of health, but this is very healthy. It's all kind of keen, but there's not a load of people running around to make everybody be like children. You understand?
Yeah, for sure.
Quand on est tout blasé, quand on a tout usé, le vin, l'amour, les carottes. Quand on a perdu le vice, des bisques, des crevisses, des rillettes, de la savate. Quand la vue d'un striptease vous fait dire quelle bêtise, vont-ils trouver autre chose? Il reste encore un truc qui n'est jamais caduc pour voir la vie en rose. Une bonne paire de claques dans la gueule.
Un beau coup de savate dans les fesses.
Un marron sur les mandibules. Ça vous fait une deuxième jeunesse. Une bonne paire de claques dans la gueule.
Un direct au creux de l'estomac.
Les orteils coincés sous une meule. Un coup de la dent plein d'agada. Ça enterre tout, la drogue et l'aspirine. Les épinards, la chenouf et la bavoie. C'est bien plus bad que le foie gras en terrine, car c'est moins cher et ça n'alourdit pas. Une bonne paire de claques dans la gueule.
Et la vie reprend tout son prix.
Chaque matin quand on se sent seul, claquons-nous la gueule entre amis. Quand elle a foutu le camp en emportant l'argent et la machine à coudre, en vous laissant l'évier plein de vaisselle pas lavée, le sel dans le sucre en poudre. Quand votre meilleur copain téléphone le lendemain en disant viens la reprendre, on ricane et l'on pense, attends un peu Hortense, qu'est-ce que tu vas prendre? Une bonne paire de claques dans la gueule.
Un bon coup de savate dans les fesses.
Un marron sur les mandibules. Ça te fera une deuxième jeunesse. Une bonne paire de claques dans la gueule.
Un direct au creux.
Les orteils coincés sous une meule. Un coup de bonbon plein d'agada. Tu t'ennuyais dans ma petite chambre. Tu soupirais, tu voulais du nouveau. Dorénavant de janvier à décembre, compte sur moi pour t'offrir à gogo. Une bonne paire de claques dans la gueule.
Ça te consolera, ma chérie.
Des soirées où tu manœuvrais, le rouleau à papier se vit. Attends que le rideau tombe, mon amour. Tu vas voir ce qui va tomber sur le coin de la figure.
Tu serais pas capable. T'es bête comme un ténor, Marcel.
Ma petite épaulette, je vais t'offrir un bouquet de violettes.
T'es dit que t'es
du
pas
gauche.
Cap, idiot.
It's the most glorious sunset here in Couvain, and I've just walked away from the main gig, the car park, about 100 metres into a playing field, football goals at either end. And the sun setting behind a line of trees, casting beautiful peach and orange and yellow shade across the few high clouds that are in the air. Really quite beautiful place. South Belgium, very, very green. In much as I love it, I always remember what's buried underneath these fields. 4 million English from 14 to 18, northern France and Belgium. And countless millions of Germans and Belgians and the population here being blown up and turned into most wonderful fertile farmland, which produces Belgian chocolate, for example. Yes, I'm actually telling you that part of the reason for the fertility of this land is that it's been composted with human remains for 100 years, maybe more, 200 years. This is the way my mind works. If I could bring in words an effective description of the sunset, I would. But I'm not going to try and do that. I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to stick it up. And if you just check the website, then you'll find the picture. Yeah. Crickets, eh?
We say, this is Radioactive International, right? This is Radioactive...
Radioactive International, tu peux le dire en français, hein?
Right, but let's all say it together. Un, deux, trois.
This is Radioactive International.
Merci.
Yes.
Thanks very much to Christophe Delire for that wonderful weekend in Couvain, the Natura Festival. It's an entirely ecological sort of based thing. I met some wonderful people and chatted to some great bands, and I hope to feature some more of music I found there in later shows. That was Regina Spektor, Ne me quitte pas, her version of that famous line. And this is Fly By Night by The Ambassadeur. I'm never going to be the DJ who knows absolutely everything about every track and which recording it was and what the date was and whether it was that drummer or the other drummer. But if you go to the website www.radioactiveinternational.org, then I will put the names of tunes and artists there for you. And don't forget to check out all the other shows that are on Radioactive International. Fantastic variety and quality.
More clearly. why they pronunciation if never I heard
if you
why.
Don't like
where'd you get that word
what you has got
a proud breeder
drop it in the dirt
drop it yeah
and let it rot
I can smell it now
someone else
here it come
will surely come
I told you he was coming
and pick it up
that's right
cause he wants some
Thanks for listening. That was the irreplaceable Frank Zappa. I've been DJ Admin. You've been listening to RadioactiveInternational.org. And I'm going to leave you with a wonderful track by Paddy Roberts called Big DJ. See you next time.
I once wrote a poem about disc jockeys. It was published in a little book of verse called Tin Pan Alley. You can get it for $5. Now here's a little song about them. To my friends in the business, I would only say, if the cap fits... I'm a disc jockey, remarkably cocky, with every good reason to be. And I'll say it, though maybe I oughtn't. I'm really most frightfully important. All the teenagers, though simply outrageous, believe every word that I say. I get the new records as soon as they're in, then pick out the ones that create the most din, and the fools go and buy everything that I spin. I'm the big DJ, the big DJ. I'm a disc jockey, and aren't people lucky to have such a fellow as me? I could sell them the simplest arpeggio by plugging it over the radio. Ouch! Though my fans bore me, they simply adore me and hang on each word that I say. They sit there enraptured when I'm on the air, then write in and ask for a lock of my hair. It's part of the cross I'm committed to bear. I'm the big DJ, the big DJ. The publishers greet me with counterfeit glee. They fawn at my feet for a favor from me. That's why all my whining and dining is free. I'm the big DJ, the big DJ.